Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I know Saints fans last night, you know, some may have thought it was, you know, it was a bit of a reach. You know, let me tell you, I've been doing this for a long time. 6 foot, 199-pound defensive backs that run 4.36 do not last very long on draft weekend, right? That's a very desired, skill set that Alante brings to the table. And NFL teams love having, big, fast, long-armed corners, right? It's really not shocking. When you turn the tape on what he did in 2021 at Tennessee, I thought he had his best season, throughout his collegiate career. And I talked to him about that. And he didn't maybe come out and say it completely, but I got the impression that he didn't have a terrific relationship maybe with the previous coaching staff. Don't think they really saw eye to eye on many things. Certainly from a coverage scheme standpoint, this overall system didn't seem to really suit his overall skill set. That all changed when the new coaching staff came into Tennessee. He hit it off with that staff immediately. They brought in a new system that he really enjoyed playing in, and it was evident on tape. He really thrived all throughout 2021. So I'm super excited for the kid. I think it's a great landing spot for him there in New Orleans with now a defensive-minded leader in Dennis Allen. So I think he landed in a terrific spot.
Yeah, Taylor, when he joined us yesterday after being drafted on WWL, he kind of, sounded like it wasn't really his choice to switch from wide receiver to defensive back. But I guess he's pretty pleased now with the results being a third-round pick to New Orleans.
Sure. I mean, a lot of these kids in college, right, they'll ask you to change positions, of course, if it suits their needs, right? And a lot of things happen. These things happen in spring, summer camp, typically, where a guy might go down with an injury. You don't got enough guys at the position, potentially the corner position. You may have 8, 9, 10 receivers. Everybody wants to play receiver nowadays, right? Who doesn't want to score touchdowns and catch a football? So what does the coaching staff do, right? You identify a big, long, fast guy, a young guy who hasn't had a lot of time in your system like Alante Taylor hadn't had, really, at receiver there. And they say, we're going to try switching you over to the side of the ball. We know you can run forward. Now we're going to teach you to backpedal, right? So that's what they did there. And I do think it's worked out for him. I'll say this. He told me he feels he's a press man cornerback. I don't know if he told you guys the same thing there. Look, press man, I mean, you got to be able to play it in today's league, right? It's a pass-happy league. If you can't survive in press man coverage, you're not going to survive long in the league. So he feels his skill set is best suited to press man. I largely agree with that. But I also think, as I mentioned yesterday in the tweet that Saints fans got a hold of and really went crazy on this interview that I did with him, I mentioned I think he's a versatile safety as well. He may not want to hear it in the beginning, but I think he's got a skill set where you can put him back there. He can roam. He can play, I think, that single high center field type looks. I'll be very curious to see how New Orleans uses him going forward, especially throughout rookie minicamp. Does he spend all his time at corner on the boundary where I think he is suited to play, or do they maybe think about giving him some looks at safety?
This interview with Alante, if you haven't read it yet, it's really good stuff. The question that really kind of stood out to me, you asked him what the strangest question that was asked him during the draft process, and he pointed to a team, I don't know who it was, they knew about the little game room that he had where he studied film. And I think that's kind of like these teams, they want to learn that stuff. They want to know that this guy is, hanging out at his girlfriend's house studying film. And is that the kind of impression? I mean, what was your impression just in speaking to him as a player, as a football kind of person? He seems like the type of player that, you know, you want in the locker room, because he's always working. He's willing to do whatever. He's willing to do special teams. He's willing to be a gunner. Dennis Allen talked about him potentially being a dominant force on special teams. Is that kind of what you gained from your interview with him?
Yeah, I did. You know, it's funny you bring up that film room, because that was the best. You know, I interviewed 98 guys or 99 in this draft class. And that was the best answer I got to that question. You know, I asked a lot of guys that question, and most of them didn't have anything strange. And we all heard about the Philadelphia Eagles forcing prospects to play basketball on the mini hoop. Thought that was pretty funny. I heard a couple of those stories. But Alante's answer to that question was by far the most interesting one. And it just goes to show you how much homework teams do on these players, right? They knew about a room at an ex-girlfriend's house. It wasn't even his current girlfriend, right? When he was at the combine. So, I mean, that's borderline creepy and strange, certainly, yeah. I would say. But it goes to show you, you know, these teams are making investments in these players, right? These are high-priced investments. So they're going to do their homework on you. They're going to look into your background. So the impression I got on Alante is he's a kid that loves football and will be willing to come in and play special teams. I mean, look, anyone who's willing to watch film at their ex-girlfriend's house, that speaks to a different level of dedication. But, you know, and the special teams thing to me is really interesting, because he's going into a backfield there with New Orleans. I know they've had some change in the defensive back. I know, you know, Marcus Williams is no longer there, but they did bring in Marcus May in free agency. They've got Marshawn Lattimore, of course, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So there's a lot of talent, right, in that defensive backfield. So it's not going to be easy for him to immediately carve out a role for himself and to earn snaps on the defensive side of the ball. So I ask a lot of these rookies, look, you may not always want to hear it, but special teams is the fastest way for you to get on the field, right? Particularly as a rookie. So the fact that Dennis Allen has already alluded to that, I mean, they just drafted him less than 24 hours ago. The fact that Coach Allen's already alluded to that says a lot about how they view the player and what they think he can do. And again, some of the best special teams players are athletes, right? Guys that can get on their horse, get down there quickly, and make a tackle right before it turns into a big game. So I think the pick makes a lot of sense. I think he can play special teams. Excited to see him eventually carve out a role for himself. And there was other interest in him throughout this draft year. Don't think the New Orleans Saints were the only teams that had interest in him. I didn't let this information go prior to the draft, but he's been drafted now, so why the hell not? the Seattle Seahawks had brought him in for a top 30 visit. I know that was private at the time. The Las Vegas Raiders had brought him in for a top 30 visit. These are teams, Seattle had multiple picks last night in the draft, right? They took a running back, they took a tackle. I think if New Orleans doesn't draft this kid, I think there's a good chance that Seattle makes a move to take him, or certainly Las Vegas, who also had him in for a visit.
That's interesting. And the special teams thing, too, it's not only that he can play special teams, it's that he's coming into the NFL with a special team skill set. Jeremy Pruitt really put him through the ringer on that end, and he kind of told the story that it was kind of a game where he told him, hey, maybe we'll switch you to wide receiver once you get your special teams in order. And that, you know, I think that when you're talking about a star player coming in, it's rare to see a guy who already has that in his game, because most star players, most top-end players coming into the NFL, they didn't play special teams as a senior in college, right?
No, you're absolutely correct, right? A lot of them might have done it as a junior, a freshman, or whatever.
Right.
By the time they've worked their way up the ladder and become, you know, an important player, as he was. I mean, I thought he was the best player on their defense this past season. And certainly in the secondary, he was. By the time they reached that level, you're absolutely right. They're typically not playing special teams very much anymore. So the fact that he did that as a senior certainly strongly indicates that he'll be able to do it as a rookie. And not just do it, but do it at a high level.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.